to go to my message to you. My scripture reading is in 1 Peter chapter 1, and let's start at the 10th verse. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust, which were yours in ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves, also in all your behavior, because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. If you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these words of life, words of comfort, words of instruction. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you paid the ultimate sacrifice and gave your life for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this. We thank you for this blessed Holy Sabbath. And we thank you for the ones that's made their decision to be in your house of worship. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will keep us all in your care. Guide us to you. Bless the words that we will speak and the thoughts that we will express. And help them to help each one as you would have. In the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask these things, and amen. My text is in that chapter, 1 Peter 1, and let's look at verse 14. Start at verse 14. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust, which was yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. And we've already had in our Sabbath lesson this morning much discussion about God's ways, about what he sets aside as clean and as unclean. What is acceptable to him? What is unacceptable to him? And we know we need to take these things to heart. And this morning, my message to you is, be ye holy. Peter advises in his words of this letter to, number one, prepare yourselves for action. God wants you to look into his words, look into his ways, look into the life of Jesus, his only begotten Son. The Father Yahweh wants you to pattern your life after those things in his holy word. Take it to heart. Look at the life of his only begotten Son and examine what he did while he was here on this earth, or what he did not do, what he said while he was here on this earth, what he did not say here on this earth, and ask yourself why. And it is obvious to you when you look into Jesus' life. Peter says, prepare yourselves for action. Keep Jesus as your example and his holy word as your God, as your guide for truth. Number two, Peter says to focus on the truth of his holy word as revealed to you by the Holy Spirit given by the Father to anyone who opens their heart and mind to him and ask for that Holy Spirit. God the Father would never withhold his Spirit from you. His Spirit is what calls you anyway. It's what brings you in. It's what causes you to want to be more like Jesus and more like Yahweh the Father. Number three, Peter says, remind yourselves often of his promises as heirs of the new covenant. Through the new covenant, which is prevalent today, which is available for you today, through his new covenant, he's going to put within you, as you open up to him, he's going to put within you, in your heart, in your mind, his laws. He's going to put that naturally within you as you open that heart and mind to him. So know that that new covenant is working today. And all of the promises that has ever been spoken about being in the family of God and being a child of God, all of those promises and what the Word said that you will be an heir to as you are a son or daughter of the Father God, you are going to inherit as a child of God, all things that he has ever promised his children, all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You will be blessed above all people on the earth. You will have successes. Your enemies will run from you. God will bless you as you come in. He'll bless you as you go out. He will bless anything that you touch. He will bless you at your job. He will bless you away from your job. He'll bless your family. He'll bless each member of your family. The blessings of God are unending as we turn to him with the heart and mind that he wishes us to have toward Him. It's got to be sincere. It's got to be consistent. It can't be a once a month thing. It needs to be in every moment of your life, that you can, at any moment, at any second, you can turn your thoughts to God and your hearts to God and your praise to God, and He will be there for you. He will be listening. He will be available. And through anything and everything that you go through in your life as you are that child of God, He will be there with you. He will help you in everything that you need help in. And let me tell you and assure you, His blessings will be yours. They were the children of Israel back thousands of years ago, as they were His initial children of the world, and Israel was His nation of the world. All of these blessings and promises and heirs of, they were theirs. But you know, I have to believe they just didn't get it. What else can you think? Why else was a children that's called by the one and only Almighty God, why else would they turn from Him? If He had promised such promises and such blessings, how could anyone ever reject that or turn their eyes away from that? It just is illogical. But we know in reading God's Word that they did time and time and time again drift away and turn away from the one and only Almighty God, and even did worse and worse in turning to idolatry at points in time. Can you imagine that? Come turning away from the one true Almighty, powerful God who had did so many miraculous works, who in the midst of them and with their own eyes, they seen fire come down from heaven at the temple and burn up the sacrifices. How could anyone see that? How could anybody be exposed to all the other miracles and ever turn away from God? It just doesn't stand to reason. But we know that one day their hearts and minds will be drawn back to the Father. We know that the hearts and minds of the Jewish people, one day, God will draw them back. One day, they will accept the Messiah, Yeshua of Nazareth. And we long for that day. That's going to be a wonderful day for them. It's going to be a wonderful day for us. We need to constantly remind ourselves that all of the promises, the blessings, the things that we are to be an heir to, any that we read in God's Word that was ever spoken to His children anywhere in God's Word is yours today. You are to take it literally. You are to take action on it. Believe it. Take it to heart. Even remind God, even remind Yahweh Himself of His promises and all of those blessings that are due and for His people. He won't take offense at it. Remind Him that you're counting on it. You want it. You want that to be a part of your life. And I guarantee you, if you will take it that literally, that openly, and that sincerely, and you go to God in your prayers and remind him of these things, I guarantee you, you will see a difference. And this is what I've been speaking of for some time. We need to get sincere with God. We need to take things that He promises in His Word. We need to take it to heart. It doesn't need to be just a passing thing that it just goes one ear and right out the one ear and right out the other, and it really doesn't stick. Really doesn't have any lasting memory. It needs to take to heart. And we need to let God know that we are that serious in thinking about these things. And number four, Peter says in this chapter, as you were called by the Holy One, you were called by His Holy Spirit, tugging at your heart and your mind. That's what got your attention. It was His Spirit. It was His holiness that brought you to Him. As you were called by the Holy One, be ye holy. That's my message to you today. Be ye holy, as I am holy. In verse 16. God is a holy God, and He calls us to be a holy people. Oh, you say, I can never think of myself as being holy. I understand how you would say that. It's sort of like some people think, you know, I could never allow myself to be thought of or called a saint, a saint of God. But the Bible lets you know that that's what you are. And if you hold on to God to the end of your life, you're not only going to be an heir of everything that He has for His children, you're not only going to have eternal life, but you're going to be with Him forever and ever and ever. Isn't that wonderful? As you were called by the Holy One, be you holy. And God is a holy God, and He calls us to be a holy people. The holiness of God is what calls for holiness from His chosen people. The holiness of God is what calls for you and I to be holy. And we know that there are churches that consider themselves holiness people. And that's where it comes from. God is holy. He wants His people to be holy. God's flawless character, His moral nature, and the moral requirements that He has for His people all speak of His holiness. What am I speaking of when I say God's moral requirements for His people, His family? It goes back to what you see on our north wall. The royal law of God. The Ten Commandments. That is God's moral requirements of mankind. You, I, and everyone else in this world. Whether they accept it or not. Whether they know of it or not. That's what God expects out of us. And of course, it can be expanded on. Jesus expanded on it. So it can be expanded on, and we should. Holy unto God was what was dedicated to Him. Holy unto God, what was holy to God, was what was dedicated to Him. We dedicated my youngest grandchild this morning. And as we dedicate and anoint him with oil, to me, he becomes holy to God. And his whole life, from here on, till he draws his last breath, is dedicated to God's service. And you know, I fully expect God to watch over him, to protect him, to bless him. And I know that he will. And I know his mom and his dad will bring him up in the admonition of God. And that's how all children over this whole world, that's how they all should be, dedicated to God. God to protect them and keep them and bless them and guide them and direct them. That's what I want God to do to all His children. I know He will do it to all His children. I want God to do that to every member of my family and to every person in this church. That's what I want God to do. And I know as every person sincerely and dedicatedly turn their heart and life to Him, He's going to do that. He's going to honor that. His word is true. He will not fail that. What was holy unto God was what was dedicated to Him. It belonged to Him. It was always available to Him and was for His use only. That was what was holy, brought as holy, and given to the Lord. We as His people are called to be a holy nation. And you know, as we accept His new covenant in our heart and in our life, and we go on as a member of His family, as a literal child of Him, then we become part of that force of letting all the world know of Him and His ways, and helping to lead others in to know Him. We are to be a holy nation. We are to be, in the future, as part of His kingdom here on this earth. The Word says we're going to be kings and priests of His. And to me, that means we are helping Him do His work here on this earth. That's kings and priests. That's serving in a natural way, and it's serving in a spiritual way. Kings and priests of Almighty God. We can only become a holy nation by dedication to Him, with guidance and help from His Holy Spirit living within. Don't ever think that you can do wonders and miraculous things without having the help of God. It's not going to happen, not through your own efforts. That's why God has His Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to come into our hearts and minds, to lead, to guide, to remind us. We need to ask for more of His Holy Spirit. We need to ask that it be prevalent in our heart and life. We need to ask that He fill us with His Holy Spirit to overflowing, having that much of it. And it's not going to happen unless your walk with Him is that close, unless you go to His Word in prayer often. We have to have a close walk with God. It has to be a daily experience, if not moment by moment. We need to ask that we be filled with His Holy Spirit. And if we are filled, then we need to ask for refilling and refilling and refilling. We need to grow closer to God moment by moment and daily. I'd like to conclude by reading 1 Peter 1, go back to that same chapter, and I want to start at verse 17. If you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself in fear during the time of your stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your fathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you, who through Him are believers in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is imperishable, but which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God. And let's read how all of our lives are. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. Let's go to our blessing. And read, stand everybody if you would. And let's go in God's Word and read God's blessing to us and our blessing to each other. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.